Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Johnny Locatello. Batting second, the left fielder, Bobby Estilella. Batting third, the first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting fourth, the center fielder, Wally Judnick. Batting fifth, the right fielder, Roy Cullenbein. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Harland Clift. Batting seventh, the second baseman, Don Hefner. Batting eighth, the catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Bob Moncrief. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Bob Moncrief. For the Boston Red Sox, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Dom DiMaggio. Batting second, the right fielder, Lou Finney. Batting third, the left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting fifth, the shortstop, Joe Cronin. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Odell Hale. Batting seventh, the second baseman, Skeeter Newsom. Batting eighth, the catcher, Johnny Peacock. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Charlie Wagner. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Charlie Wagner. And now, play ball. Johnny Locatello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locatello hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Locatello reaches second base with a double. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Newsom scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Locatello moves to third. One out. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn takes first base on ball four. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick hits a pop-up towards third. Hale settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Cullenbein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbein hits a fly ball into right field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney hits a pop-up towards short. Locatello settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Moncrief fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift takes first base on ball four. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Peacock fields it and throws to first for the out. Clift moves to second. One out. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Hale. Bob Moncrief is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moncrief strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Locatello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locatello is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Locatello hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Newsom fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hefner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hefner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella is 0 for 1 in the game. Estilella hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. McQuinn hits a line drive into right field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0 for 1 in the game. Judnick hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hale settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0 for 1 in the game. Cullenbine takes first base on ball four. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Clift takes first base on ball four. McQuinn moves to third. Cullenbine moves to second. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 0 for 1 in the game. Hefner hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning three, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Peacock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peacock hits a fly ball into right field. Cullenbine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hefner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 0 for 1 in the game. DiMaggio hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning four, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 1 in the game. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wagner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Moncrief is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moncrief is 0 for 1 in the game. Moncrief hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnny Locatello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locatello is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Locatello hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella is 0 for 2 in the game. Estilella hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0 for 1 in the game. Finney hits a fly ball into center field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox strikes out. There goes Williams. The throw from Farrell to second, and Williams is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops it up and throws to first, with Wagner covering, for the out. One out. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0-for-2 in the game. Judnick hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Finney. Judnick reaches second base with a double. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Cullenbine hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Clift is walked intentionally. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 0-for-2 in the game. Hefner takes first base on ball 4. Judnick moves to third. Clift moves to second. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-2 in the game. Farrell hits a line drive into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0-for-1 in the game. Cronin takes first base on ball 4. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-1 in the game. Hale takes first base on ball 4. Cronin moves to second. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 0-for-1 in the game. Newsom hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to second for the out. Cronin moves to third. One out. Johnny Peacock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peacock is 0-for-1 in the game. Peacock hits a fly ball into center field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cronin scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Charlie Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-1 in the game. Wagner is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bob Moncrief is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moncrief is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Moncrief bunts towards third. Hale fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Johnny Locatello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locatello is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Locatello hits a line drive towards first. Fox catches it and steps on first to double up Moncrief. Two outs. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella is 0-for-3 in the game. Estilella hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 0-for-2 in the game. DiMaggio hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0 for 2 in the game. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hefner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Cullenbine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. McQuinn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Judnick hits a fly ball into right field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Cullenbine hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox fields the ball, tags the runner, and throws to second to catch McQuinn for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 2 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Cronin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fox moves to second. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hale bunts towards the mound. Moncrief fields it and throws to first for the out. Fox moves to third. Cronin moves to second. One out. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 0 for 2 in the game. Newsom hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to home to get Fox. Cronin moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Johnny Peacock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peacock is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Peacock hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0 for 0 in the game. With 3 walks. Clift hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Hefner bunts towards the mound. Wagner fields it and throws to first for the out. Clift moves to second. One out. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 3 in the game. Farrell is called out on strikes. Two outs. Joe Grace pinch hits for Bob Moncrief. Joe Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Clift scores. It's Browns, 1, Red Sox, 1. Johnny Locatello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locatello is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Locatello hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Grace moves to third. Bobby Estalella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estalella is 0 for 4 in the game. Estalella hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale juggles the ball. That's an error on Hale. Grace scores. Locatello moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, Browns. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. McQuinn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Locatello scores. Estilella moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 3-1, Browns. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Judnick hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops it up and throws to first, with Wagner covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jack Kramer now pitching. Stan Spence pinch hits for Charlie Wagner. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence strikes out. One out. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 0-for-3 in the game. DiMaggio hits a pop-up towards short. Locatello settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0-for-3 in the game. Finney hits a fly ball into center field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Browns will come to bat. Bill Fleming now pitching. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Cullenbine hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and 3 walks. Clift hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cullenbine moves to second. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hefner strikes out. One out. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-4 in the game. Farrell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cullenbine scores. Clift moves to third. It's 4-1, Browns. Jack Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Locatello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locatello is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a double. Locatello hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hefner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cronin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fox moves to second. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hale is called out on strikes. Two outs. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 0-for-3 in the game. Newsom hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Hefner reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 4, and Boston Red Sox, 1. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.